This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars
Eller! I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
On the holiest of holy days, it is DiPietro and Rothenberg with you on 98.7 ESPN. A day of atonement, but not for one Aaron Judge, who I think, Rick, if you're a Yankees fan, got you a little bit nervous waiting. And I guess you could say going through a little rough patch, but in the end hits a home run 62 and all seems right in the world. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, David. Yeah, I think he was a little bit nervous watching that first game. I think he was a little frustrated, a little bit nervous.
That was about as bad as I've seen him look all year long that first game.
Well, I think when you take a step back, and I was listening to the K Show yesterday, and our very own Jonathan Winthrop, like, actively rooting against Aaron Judge, which makes no sense for me. It's just like, I think we take for granted how hard what he just did was and the amount of pressure that he was under. And how out of character it is to make it all about, or like, just not him, because he was doing his best not to make it all about him. I'm watching his, you know, some of his post game stuff, and he's like, you know, I'm the one that's supposed to set the table. And it's like, well, yeah, I guess because you're leading off, you're supposed to be the one that sets the table. But I mean, it didn't matter what he did. If he didn't hit a home run, like, people were frustrated. You heard boos. Like, that's where we're at with Aaron Judge. Division locked up. Now it was all about, can he hit 62? And I can't even imagine being under that kind of pressure and being able to finally, like, take a breath for a second and enjoy that trot around the bases with that level of achievement, man. Like, this season is
historic.
Like, going through the numbers yesterday, RJ had some stuff this morning, but, like, outside of that Barry Bonds season, I mean, one of the greatest offensive seasons that we've seen in a long, long time.
Long, long time. I mean, guys don't hit above 300 anymore. Guys that hit for this kind of power don't hit close to 300. When you look at the season he's having, and can we, for God's sakes, put the stupid MVP debate to bed?
No, it's not a debate. Stop. There's no debate. There is no debate. He is the MVP.
Do you think he's the unanimous MVP?
No, because there'll be some troll that doesn't vote for him. Some analytics nerd, but he should be the MVP.
And he should be the MVP. That's right. Yeah. If you vote for, I mean, no matter how you look at it, best season, Judge. If you take that guy away from his team, who we know what team misses the most, that's Judge. Like, in every way, it should go to Aaron Judge. That's the kind of season he's had. He's carried the Yankees. Would you go as far as saying that Toronto and Tampa were not nearly as good as we thought they would be, at least in my opinion? I thought they were going to be much better. Like much closer to the Yankees. Would you say if you take Judge off the Yankees, they don't win the division?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think he's that important. And I get Ohtani pitches and hits. So you could make the argument that Ohtani should be, however you want to define, most valuable. Like, the guy pitches and hits and is really good at both. So, yeah, I mean, he's probably the most valuable. But no, I mean, this is a historic season. He just broke the American League home run record. And with the injuries, the way the Yankees scuffled, I mean, what he did. Do you realize that in September, in the midst of all this, with everything going on around him, him chasing this record and his team scuffling and collapsing and whatever you want to call it, Aaron Judge in September hit .417.
That's crazy.
.417, hit 10 home runs.
Well, remember, he was hitting like .304 and who, what, like Arraez and Bogarts were hitting like .316, .317. And people started to say, well, can he possibly catch? I remember thinking, no, there's no way he can catch up. You're not going to gain 13, 15 points in a couple weeks. And he did. And he passed them. And there was a more than a minute that you thought he was going to wind up winning the Triple Crown. Now, I think that's clearly gone. But that did exist for more than a minute that you thought this guy's going to. I mean, think about what we were on the precipice of seeing. And it takes nothing away from the season. We were this close away from the Triple Crown and the 62 home runs.
Yeah. Well, that for me was the hardest thing watching this, because as great as the 62 is, like the fact that you were going to do it and put the whole thing into context. You mentioned, I mean, these guys that hit home runs now with analytics and everything else aren't concerned with batting average. They could care less about hitting over 300. That's not a big deal anymore.
Who's second? Kyle Schwarber, right? What does he hit? He hits almost nothing.
Kyle Schwarber is second in home runs.
Yeah, and let me guess. I would guess he probably hits 230. Like, Kyle Schwarber's average is an embarrassment.
Well, I mean, it's worse than that.
It's worse than 230?
I think you want to go a little bit lower than that.
It's 220?
Less than that.
No, that's you. He's Dave Kingman.
219.
219?
So the guy who has the second most home runs in Major League Baseball hit 46, hits 219 and has 94 RBI.
219 is grotesque. And Alonso is third in the major leagues in home runs, right?
He's got 40, yep.
And he hits what, like right around 270, I think?
271.
Okay. So that's what? That's a 40-point difference from Aaron Judge.
Yeah. Yes, that is correct. On a first-place team that won the AL East, and on top of that, when you look at all the other categories involved too, like, I mean, OPS, slugging, all those numbers, WAR, I mean, he's having a historically good season.
Historically good season. And I don't like the Yankees, but John Winthrop's take is very strange.
It's awful. It made me second guess how much
you like him.
No, how much I want to be in his fantasy football league. Really?
Like, why would you actively? Are you not doing well,
Mickey style?
No, I told you I beat you week one. I'm very injured right now. I'm on a little bit of a losing streak, but I'm gonna be back.
Okay, good. I root for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a terror. I mean, first of all, if Judge were a jerk. Right, I even if Judge were like Barry Bonds, you're like, he's conceited, he's cocky, he's obnoxious. I could see Aaron Judge is such a likable guy. I don't know how you could be anti Aaron Judge, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, listen, they're jealous that he's not on your team.
Was it just? But I don't even look at him as like a huge Mets fan. Like, I know he likes the Mets, but it's not like he's the most passionate Mets fan. Where any success for the Yankees, you know, destroys him.
Yeah, but I don't understand, though. Even if you're a Mets fan, that says to me that you're a baseball fan, right? I don't care if you're the most diehard Mets fan on the planet. Like, Aaron Judge breaking the record has no real bearing on us and what we're trying to do. And on top of that, I mean, if you do like baseball, watching Aaron Judge go to work every day the way he plays, like, he's a baseball player. Plays great defense, runs the bases well. I mean, put him in front of a microphone, never says anything wrong. Like, he's the perfect... He's the perfect athlete.
Yeah, I didn't hear a lot of people that were rooting against him, and I think that's a very strange take.
And on top of that, you get a chance to see history. Like, you remember where you were. Like, I took note of where I was last night.
You took note. You wrote down or made a mental note of where you were. Where were you when he hit 62?
I was at the dinner table. I was eating dinner.
That's a late dinner for you.
Well, we had a late hockey practice.
I love pancakes.
I do love pancakes. We had a late hockey practice. So I was sitting down to a beautiful taco salad.
Did you have a taco salad?
Oh, it was delicious.
Delightful.
Oh.
Now, were you eating while you were watching television?
I was.
So how does that go over? Because that's usually frowned upon in my home.
No, that's one of the staples. It's dad's work. Yeah, dad's work.
Taco Tuesday.
No, it was a taco salad, though.
Yes, but it was fantastic.
I'm sure it was. Now, so you arrived back from hockey practice, and dinner was waiting for you on the table with the TV on?
Yep, dinner was waiting. TV was on. I told Cass, I said, when we get home, just make sure you got the baseball on. It's a big night.
Interesting. So she had the Yankees game on?
Yankees game happened to be on, yes.
Wow.
Because it was a weird time. Because you got to remember, right, like both games were kind of starting at the same time, and Judge was leading off. So I said to her on the way home, I said, I don't know how this thing is going to time out, but Judge is going to lead off that second game.
Right.
So let's make sure that's on.
So she was paying close attention. Like, if the Mets maybe had started first, maybe the Mets would be on, and then she'd flip over to the Yankees. The start of the Mets game was historic, too.
She's dialed in, baby.
Back-to-back-to-back home runs for the Mets in that game.
Belly to belly to belly.
Very, very, very nice. So, yeah, last night was fun. So you made a mental note. I, embarrassingly, did not watch it live. I lost track of time a little bit, and I was glued into the Marlins Braves game. And then I get the text on the group text chain from RJ saying, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
And I thought, bang. And I flipped over to the Mets quickly, and it hadn't started. And I was like, I wonder what this bang is referring to. And I thought, oh, I wonder if it could be Aaron Judge. Flipped over to the Yankees, Aaron Judge. Bang! Bang! Celebration.
If you're a Mets fan and you want to be upset about anything, and I'm sitting here watching it right now, watching the Atlanta Braves celebrate the division makes me sick.
It should make you sick.
Ugh.
It should repulse you. I'm telling you what, I am so down, and maybe I'm wrong to be. I'm so down on the Mets right now. So down on the Mets at this moment.
You know how many days the Mets led outright the NL East this year?
I don't know. It's got to be. I mean, the season's 6 months long. Say 185 days. I don't know. I would guess almost the entire. I think they took the lead in game two. They led up until, I would say, 165 to 170 games.
Well, you're good. 170.
Well, they led the whole. They led the entire season.
The Mets have led out. The Braves have led outright for five. 170 to five.
But who cares?
Doesn't matter. Exactly right.
If you're a Braves fan, who cares? Those five are more important than those 170.
It's amazing.
Repulsive. All right, stick with Judge. Let's stick with Aaron Judge.
Sorry.
Well, I understand what happens. You get you jumpy. You go here. You taco salad. You have the game on. The greatness of the wife. The whole thing. I understand. I have respect for it. You consume a lot, and you want to get everything off your chest. Good for you. But I think today's going to be an Aaron Judge day. And rightfully so. Now, I said this in the group text last night, and I do mean this, and I was thrilled he got it. I really was. I thought it was a great moment. I think he's a great guy, and it makes it a lot easier for me. I think this is a New York story. I really do not believe that this is nearly the national story 1998 was.
And that's because baseball ruined it. Baseball ruined the record. Baseball ruined the record. I mean, it did, because a lot of people feel the same way we feel, is that 73 is the record. 62 is great because it's the American League record, but the single season home run record is 73.
I mean, a man hit 73, right?
Yeah, but baseball, like, look what Pujols just did. Have you seen Pujols' second half?
Second half? Is there any discussion? The guy has, what, 703 or 704 now? Doesn't even get discussed.
Doesn't even get talked about.
Pujols' second half records are tainted.
Yeah, and baseball let it happen because it was good for business.
And it was the one sport that was so important with the numbers. It was like the history and tradition, and, you know, 61 and RBIs and batting average and triple crown. It was the one sport, and they ruined it.
And they ruined it because at the time it was good for business. Just like you were outraged yesterday with the schedule, with the ALDS schedule and the time off.
I still am.
Well, yeah, be outraged, but it's about money, man. It's about TV.
Well, it doesn't make it right.
I know it's not right, but that's what drives these sports now.
I mean, the fact that we're going to be, if the Yankees or Mets make it to the World Series, we're going to have World Series games in New York in November at night is ridiculous.
Why, though? Why? What started this? Why is the season pushed back? What started it?
Oh, the lockout.
Yeah, money.
It's always money.
Always money.
Why would you play the games at night? Money. Why is the season even being played right now, the regular season? Money. It's always about money. If you're not sure why, the answer is usually money.
Well, yeah, that's what we've learned during the pandemic. You're like, wow, this doesn't make sense. Well, because it makes money.
Yeah, exactly. Why. If it doesn't make sense, it's a monetary reason.
If it doesn't make sense, it makes money. That's the quote. If it doesn't make sense, it makes money.
I like that quote. Is that your quote?
I think it might have been. I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, can we take it? Like, yeah, our own now.
Listen, everyone takes our stuff. Yeah, let's attribute it to us.
Yeah, if it doesn't, RJ, tweet that out so people see it like written. Say DiPietro and Rothenberg. If it doesn't make sense, it makes money. Can you do that for us?
Consider it done.
Thank you.
Let's get T-shirts made. That's nice.
I hear the company showing up to the tailgate on Sunday with T-shirts.
With T-shirts, very excited to watch you in your element, watching the Giants.
Told there's going to be a nice large television for me to watch the Giants.
Oh, I can't wait. This is my most this is the reason why I'm so excited to go, is to watch you.
To what? I swear to God, if you bother me, I will punch you.
I don't know if today's the day to be swearing to God for you, but I will be on my best behavior, I promise.
I'm not even kidding. The second it gets out of hand and people start looking at me like I'm a circus freak, in my car I go home. Rawr! Okay.
Promise me one thing.
I don't know that, right? I can, but maybe I will.
Okay. For everyone listening, that if the Giants somehow find a way to win this game,
mm-hmm.
you sing with Randy and the Zoo one song before we go in for the game.
100%.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. All right, that's all I needed.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be a one-man band. I'll sing, I'll play guitar, I'll be on the drums, I'll do everything. I'll do backups.
Oh, if that's possible. I mean, it's going to be an epic, legendary day.
How are they going to possibly win that game?
With their current quarterback situation, probably not going to win.
Playing around, boy, that's just fine.
The pipes of an angel.
Angel.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere. Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
High fly ball. Deep left. There it goes! Soaring into history!
I never tried to think about it as pressure. Tried to enjoy every single moment.
Aaron Judge is the American League single-season home run leader. The AL King. Case closed.
Being under that kind of pressure and being able to take a breath for a second and enjoy that trot around the bases with that level of achievement, man. Like, this season is
historic.
This is DPetro and Rothenberg on 98.7. ESPN.
All right, the big 6 o'clock hour. Time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. How about that? I got one word in the rejoin. One word.
No, we could have the whole rejoin to be about you. I mean, you're
no,
the
I don't
show.
Need it, the whole thing to be about me. I think give daddy some money. Involved a little bit, no?
I think it's RJ's way of keeping me involved. You know what I mean?
Like, yep. You tend carrot. To fade away?
Well, I fade away. But I mean, you're the real star of the show. It's just like, oh, hey, Rick. Let's just remind people that Rick's on the show. I just said you were the meal baby.
No, I don't think so.
No, what do you mean? They used your question.
You know
on
what's evident
yesterday?
To me? Every time someone calls and says like they love me, you then become like angry.
Well, I'm not angry. No, I'm a loser.
Like,
I'm not
angry
at all. It's good for the show. If
no, Jack calls
me,
Dave.
Great.
You're my idol. You're like, well, you use a lot of lotion.
No, I said he's going to need a lot of lotion. I said that I don't know if I've listen.
It pains you. Someone calls about you and they're like, boy, Rick, I love you. I'm like, you know what? Great. It's really nice to hear that. They call about me and say they love me or I'm their idol or something, and that really pains you.
The attack? Yeah, but do you understand how hard Jack's life is going to be if he tries to be like you? You're a unicorn.
What does that mean?
Well, you know exactly what it means. You've made it work for you. If a normal, like, somehow, some way, it was in the man or woman's plans upstairs for you to have a really successful life. I don't know how.
You don't give me any
or
credit.
Why?
You don't think that
no,
maybe...
No, because a man at your age should not be able to act the way that you act and have a wife like Sherry or functional kids or a house that hasn't burnt down.
So you think you. I'm a loser?
No, you're not a loser. You're a successful, almost 50-year-old man that is a little touched, and I'm surprised that you've made it as far as you've made it. Like most people that act the way that you act, that, I don't know, push treadmills through windows, break wedding DVDs, dump vinegar on computers, leave their house for 2 days, will come back from a Super Bowl, which they took a loan out to get to and break up with a girlfriend, that will, on a second date to the future wife, go watch a football game at a bar while she reads a book at the deck. I could go on and on and on. You shouldn't be where you're at, but you are. But I'm saying to Jack and everyone else, you can love Dave and respect him. I don't know if you should try to emulate him, is all I'm saying.
I got to tell you, that was really well said.
And this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it really is. When you think about it, it's one of the miracles. Like, well, what are the wonders of the world? Like the gardens of Babylonia, right? Like there are certain, like Stonehenge, there are certain wonders. I might be a wonder of the world.
The pyramids, yeah. Like, you're like a sexy sphinx.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Who's the cat now?
Oh my gosh. All right. Aaron Judge is the topic. 1-800-919-3776. This is gonna be negative. This might upset you. I'd like to hear it. Philip in Brooklyn. Philip, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Look, I don't know why I should upset you. I'm an avid sports fan. Football, basketball, baseball. I'm 61 years old. So I grew up at the time, you know, when they used to steal 100 bases. You know, the average sports
fan... I love those
days. The average sports fan, just in my opinion, from what I've noticed, doesn't care about this home run record. Yes, nothing is wrong with Judge. Judge is a great player, nice guy, the whole nine. But the average sports fan, from my opinion, from what I've seen, doesn't really care. That's why it hasn't gotten the kind of juice that some people think it should get. Baseball, before the steroid era, you guys know, was dead. And even now, I haven't really watched baseball. I've watched Judge, you know, just the home run thing, you know, watching football Thursday night and Monday night, and they switch to it or whatever the case may be. But the average fan doesn't care. And if the Yankees, he's going to get his money. We all know that. If the Yankees lose in the divisional round, will anybody really care? Especially Yankee fans. They're going to love Judge, but the Yankees are supposed to make the post. We know he carried the team, but baseball is not what it used to be. And I don't think it ever will be. And all these records in all these different sports, whether it be quarterbacks in football or whatever, well, running backs, they say running backs, he's a 1,000-yard runner. Yeah, 17, 18 games compared to like 12. Records don't mean anything today. And it's unfortunate because
I disagree.
It takes away from,
Philip, I disagree.
You know,
I disagree with you. I disagree with you. If you're speaking strictly on the casual baseball fan, I think if this was actually, if Judge just hit home run number 74, I think the casual baseball fan would have been
eating it up. Yeah, I think you're right.
The casual baseball fan, first of all, there's a lot of people you ask about PEDs that don't really have a big deal, like have a big problem with the PED stuff because they feel like a lot of people were doing it and baseball let it happen. But for the casual baseball fan to actually pay attention to something, it would have to be the actual record. Like, you know, every fan is drawn to, we talked about freak shows yesterday, but you're drawn to greatness. You want to see like great achievements. You want to be able to tell your kids, I remember when I saw Barry Bonds hit home run number 73 or Aaron Judge hit, but it's the casual baseball fan doesn't look at this as the record.
It's not the record.
Okay, so then that's why there's not as much. That's why there's not the same kind of enthusiasm now as there was when Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa were doing it.
Correct. It's the Yankees record. It's the American League record. I think we placed a lot on this thing to try to drum up some, you know, excitement about the sport. This is not the record.
It's the same reason why the whole Pujols 700 home run thing wasn't a big deal. It's a huge deal for, like, if you're a diehard baseball fan, the fact that Albert Pujols had the second half he had at his age and hit 700 home runs is amazing. But it's not the record. If Albert Pujols was two home runs away from breaking Barry Bonds' all-time home run record, they would have every single one of his at-bats on television. And people would be interested in it.
Yet you heard everybody whining and complaining, and how could you interrupt a meaningless college football game to bring us Aaron Judge's at-bat? It's not like people were embracing it. People were annoyed by it.
Because in their mind, those people that were annoyed by it are like, this is a Yankees record. This is like, yeah, however you want to package it as the American League record. The record is Barry Bonds.
Do you think San Francisco sports talk radio today is focused on this story?
No, I think they're probably, I think they're talking about it, but they're probably just, they're just amplifying Barry Bonds's. They love Barry Bonds in San Francisco.
Well, I know they do. Like for us, this is the story of the day, right? It's going to be a little Mets, maybe a little football. We'll do Stump Rothenberg at 6:45. But this is the story of the day. If you're in Philadelphia, do you think this is even mentioned, or they're all Eagles today?
I think you have to all Eagles. How about Phillies?
Well, Phillies stink, though.
But the playoffs.
But you're correct. They clinched a spot last night. Okay, fair. Of course, you mentioned it. But I mean, like, do you think they're dedicating segments to that topic, to this segment?
No. No, I think in San Francisco you'd be dedicating, like, the phones would be open and you would be embracing people calling in to say that it's not the real record.
Right, I bet you nobody in San Francisco considers this to be the record.
Oh yeah, but they would call in and explain to them why and just hammer home the point that it's not.
It's not.
It's not the record, but what he's done, I mean, just
But I couldn't agree with you more. It's not the record, but you don't need to be negative about what the season he's just had. He's had an elite all-time season.
No, but unfortunately for baseball, like, because the caller's not wrong. I mean, baseball is so regionalized now. Like, it's lost a lot of its luster. Had they not completely mishandled the whole steroid era, like, this would have been
a bigger deal.
Yeah, it should be a huge deal.
Yeah, it should be a huge deal. Lewis in the Bronx. Good morning, Lewis. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Dave and Rick. Rick, you had me die with that last thing you said about Dave, and the fact that you agree with him, Dave, at the end, that really had me, like, really crying this morning.
Well, you know, I think of myself, I'm proud of myself, and then he goes through this laundry list of things, and I'm like, boy, I'm somewhat of a terrible human being.
You really said that well. I agree with you. That just had me dying. But what I want to say about the home run record, as far as the fact that it went from Babe to Raj to now Aaron, it's kind of like a little bit more special for a Yankee fan. And as far as the PEDs, like, it made these guys stronger, but the hand and eye coordination didn't get better with PEDs. So that's kind of like, that was the argument back then. Like, yeah, okay, they're stronger, but they still got to have the hand and eye coordination to actually make contact. But at the same time, like I said, being that it went from Babe to Roger to Aaron, that made it kind of special for me. That's what I want to say this morning, guys.
All right, but it feels more of a Yankee record and a Yankee story than a full Major League Baseball story, doesn't it?
I think baseball tried to make it a full baseball
and
story.
I think it didn't catch on the way they thought it might.
Think about how cool that would be. If you're Aaron Judge, you wake up this morning, and you're like,
you have the most home runs in the history of the Yankees?
Yeah, but it's like,
that's pretty awesome, huh?
Ruth Maris Judge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
That's pretty awesome. And that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. DPH or Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's go to Kenny in Jersey. Kenny, good morning. You're next up on 98.7.
What's up, fellas? What's up, man? I love this show, man. This is my favorite show of any shows right now. I make sure I listen to this show every morning. But look, it is a big deal as far as a Yankee thing, because the Yankees are a big deal. The Yankees are like the second, third most popular franchise in sports. So it's a big record for sports. You know, it's not the overall record. But it is kind of a big deal, so I didn't mind that that they were switching to Judge, you know, because I'm interested. I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm a Mets fan, but I was still interested because the Yankees are always good or bad. They always the Yankees.
Yeah,
always,
but you know what? If you're down south, Kenny, and you are focused on college football, I bet you people in Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana, I bet you they don't give two you know what's about this record.
Yeah, but with those same people, and I have one more. I have one question. Would those same people be interested in Bonds? And my question is, who would you guys take? Would you take Aaron Judge in his prime or Bonds in his prime before the PEDs? Well, that seems like the more important, discussion.
I think, here's the thing. Judge has been, thanks for the call,
Could you imagine what Barry Bonds in his prime would do at Yankee Stadium?
No, he did 80 home runs. But no, Bonds was consistently better for a longer period of time, even before the PEDs.
Bonds was a Hall of Famer before the PEDs.
Yeah.
I would say
Bonds.
Oh.
Come on.
You understand, though, but like, listen. Now, I don't know what baseball has done with. I don't know what the ball was like back then. All I know is now when you see the cavalcade of relievers thrown on, Barry Bonds is, in my opinion, one of the, like, he's one of. He's probably the greatest player of all time. Like, he's that good. Like, for me, I love Ken Griffey Jr., but Barry Bonds is awesome. Like, outside of the season, he hit 73 home runs. He never hit 50 home runs in a season.
He never hit 50 outside of the 73?
Outside of the 73, his most home runs in a season was 49.
Wow. That's a good nugget there.
So Aaron Judge clean has 52 and now 62.
Right.
But you're right. Consistency-wise, I mean, he's right there. I mean, you're talking like at age, so what's Judge? So Judge is 30 years old now. So so at age 30, 95 for Bonds, he went 33 and 104. Then he went 42 and 129. Then 40, 37, 30, 34, 49.
I mean, he did it every year and put up a great year every single season. Every single season.
And then he got fed up with 49 and said, no.
49 wasn't good enough when you have guys hitting 70.
I'm going to hit 73.
That's right. It's amazing to think he hit, what did he finish with, 763?
762.
And 762, and only had one season over 50.
One season, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I can't get over the fact that the baseball playoffs start in 2 days from right now.
It seems like it's happening fast.
Like it's upon us. I mean, tomorrow's...
Well, 'cause we expect to have a week off.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed.
Well, snap out of it.
I'll tell you when I snap out of it. When they take the field game one of the wild card is when it will be snapped out of.
170 days with the outright lead.
to five. I know you know this. The fifth straight division title for the Braves.
Oh, I know.
And they're not going anywhere.
No. They had that graphic a couple days ago with how
locked in they are with all their guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Olsen's there forever. Riley's there forever. Michael Harris is there forever. Acuña's there forever. They've signed Albies to a long-term deal, right?
Well, yeah. He was first. Him and Acuña, those team-friendly deals.
So it's just, and their pitching staff.
They might lose Swanson.
Yeah. And you know what? If they do, I'm sure they have a plan in place.
Because they always
lost Freddie Freeman. And they're no worse for wear.
Well, that's because they had Matt Olson in their back pocket, ready to trade for and then sign to a long term deal.
Oh, God. It's very difficult to deal with. All right. Stump Rothenberg coming your way in 8 minutes. You're going to have a question today, right?
Yeah. I always have a question.
By the way, just so you know, I'm on no food, no protein bar, no nothing this morning.
You did yourself a humongous disservice.
With what?
Lining up the whole, like the colonoscopy this close to...
To Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
I mean, I had to get the colonoscopy.
Listen, and I'm happy you did. It's everything comes back clean. Your anus looks good. It's all positive stuff. I just feel bad that you can't eat today.
Yeah. Well, tonight. But you should see what we have for tonight.
What are you gonna gorge yourself with tonight?
Oh, we are going to have freshly made bagels. Let's go! Lox, tuna fish.
Yeah.
Egg salad, white fish salad, multiple cream cheeses.
Oh,
I mean, you name it, we got it.
Good
multiple
time.
Cream cheeses? Yeah, you name it, we got it.
You want to drink
bacon.
Some tequila?
Noodle pudding. There'll be some like hot tea.
Forget about what are those? The Docitos?
No, we're going to have rugula. You ever have rugula?
I have.
Yeah, delicious, right?
It sounds like a terrific
some potato meal. Pancakes, a little applesauce, sour cream, all of it. You name it, we've got it.
It sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, you would love it. But remember, I have to go through the pain to get to the reward.
Well, yeah, but that's what gets you through it. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, that assortment of fresh bagels with those kind of spreads. I mean, how do you choose?
Oh, did I mention the lox as well?
Well, I mean, you're talking about having for me. If I'm eating, if I'm fasting the entire day, and then I have that kind of spread, I gotta go half a bagel. With, I mean, half's got to go lox, half's got to go tuna, I got to have half egg salad, and then I got to go half with some kind of cream cheese.
You can do whatever you like.
It's a lot, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity.
God.
Eat my face off.
Carbicide.
Tonight. Oh, yeah.
Give me my little cookie.
You know what? It's not a great sports night anyway. I can get right into bed and go to sleep.
It sets up perfectly for you.
And then tomorrow night, good sports night. Friday gets insane. This weekend's going to be too much. All these
I may
games.
Dabble tomorrow, too. I may dabble.
You might dabble. I was thinking of dabbling as well. You know what he's got now, RJ? He's swinging it because he went 3-0, and now he's not scared of Thursday night, and he's going to come out here and he's going to swing it tomorrow. I can tell you right now what you're doing.
He is, and you know what's troubling? I was on my way in looking at the spreads, and I was thinking of dabbling, but I think we'd all have to be on the same side. I feel like there's only one side to this.
There's all, and that's what concerns me.
Yeah, me too.
Because this seems so obvious that you'd have to take the Broncos minus the 3.5, right?
Yeah, let's just get it out there.
Oh, it's up at 3.5 now.
Isn't that where
was
it?
I was looking at a 3, but if it's a 3.5 now, I don't know if I'm going to dabble.
Just changed everything.
But what's the difference, actually? Because you have to win by 4 regardless to get the win.
Yeah, and pushes are essentially meaningless.
Pushes are really losses.
Yeah,
anyway.
But I just don't want to. It is a loss, though, because we're only counting wins.
Or are they?
It's called the Danger Witch.
That's right.
I have a hard time. I have such a hard time with him now.
The Bills won by 3. I had the Bills minus 3. Do I win?
Well, because you know what happened with him is he didn't want to do it, and now that he's doing well, he's hooked. Like, yeah, he can't wait to make his pick. I bet he has his picks done already.
Yeah, you're talking to our pool co-leader, so careful.
Co-leader with who?
With you.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing, your survivor, Dave?
It died.
Dead.
Oh, you died with the survivor, huh?
I died weeks ago.
Oh, I thought you meant I thought he was talking about the big survivor.
No, I still have two left there. 600 people left. I have two.
Out of how many people to start?
Over 4,000.
Wow.
Yep.
That's big money right there.
Big cash.
Dave's good at Survivor.
I am very. I made it the full year a couple years ago.
Yeah, in the pool and in life. The fact that he's still alive is a testament to how good he is at surviving.
No.
What do you mean, no?
To be alive?
The stories you tell of the seedy gambling establishments and the naked ladies, like, you're lucky you didn't get...
Somebody had dropped a dumpster on your head by now.
We'll see naked ladies. What do you mean?
You probably owed some.
We'll go to underground casino parlors.
Bookie.
If I were, I'll tell you this story. It's a good story. So if I were, and this is hypothetical, of course. I might have in the day had a bookie who used to call the home and leave these cryptic messages of like, all right, listen, Dave, I can meet you at 1800 Jericho Turnpike later today. And like the 1800 would be like, that's how much money you lost. Like, he would incorporate the amount, your figure in the address.
Smart.
Right? Let's meet at 950 Hillside bookie. Avenue.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
Yeah, 950. That was my number.
Oh man! So what happened? I mean, is that back when the Western Conference and the WNBA was crushing it, or no?
No, that was before that. That was hypothetically George.
Okay, so hypothetically that was George.
Yes.
Cryptic messages.
Cryptic messages. Okay. And then like the first time I heard it, I was like, what is he talking about? The 1800 Jericho Turnpike. What does that even mean? I'm like, oh,
there it is.
Then there it is. All right, let's go back to the callers, and then we have Stump Rothenberg. Gil on the Sawmill Parkway. Good morning, Gil.
Good morning, gentlemen. A question for you. Let's say Judge, we all know he's had a historic season, but let's say the Yankees get knocked out in the first round. Judge doesn't have a good series. Do the Yankees throw out, you know what, do we really want to give him $400 million or would we rather spend our money somewhere else?
I don't know, Gil, that the Yankees give him $400 million regardless.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying throw out an outrageous number at him and, you know, instead of saying, you know what, we'll give him a fair offer. If he goes somewhere else, he goes somewhere else, but then they'll throw out, you know what, are we really going to give him this much money and we barely made it out of the first round?
You'll get crushed. If you make him a fair offer and thanks for the call and he signs, you know, could you imagine if he signs with the Mets, what happens?
No, I can't imagine what would happen.
Yankee fans would lose their minds, is what would happen.
Especially if they don't get it to a World Series. Like, because what's like, you mentioned the Braves, one of the best run teams in probably all of professional sports. If they lose Dansby Swanson, you're pretty confident that they have some kind of plan in place. If you lose Aaron Judge, what's the plan?
Well, even if you had a plan. You can't have a plan to replace Aaron Judge.
No, that's exactly right.
You know?
I mean, he's the best player in baseball right now. What are you replacing him with?
Maybe you make a huge offer for Ohtani. I don't know.
No, you don't think the Mets are going to make a huge offer for Ohtani if they lose Jacob deGrom?
I do.
Yeah, I do too. And I think that would be the only reason why I would let Billy Epler slide with the freaking trade deadline we had.
Awful at the deadline. Let's go to George. Oh, my goodness. I wonder if this is the George, hypothetically, of course. George in the car. Good morning.
Well, this is the George, but I'll tell you what. This is definitely a win every single time. I said a push is definitely a win every single time.
No, a push is not a win.
A push is a loss.
No, it's not a loss. It's a nothing. Loss. A push, it goes into the ether as if nothing ever happened. A push is nothing.
we're all losers at the end usually, so I'd say it's a win. But anyway, Aaron Judge, I think they should talk about more that he's doing in the AL, in the AL East, post-steroid error. Every single graphic should always be how many home runs people have had since the steroid error ended. Showing like how no one's even come close to this record would probably be beneficial for baseball, I would think.
I think baseball wants to. I think they've done a good job this year of trying to draw up interest in this.
I agree with that. I mean, almost feels like they've hit you over the head with the story.
Well, because I think they. I mean, that's in a perfect world. I mean, that's what they would want, is that everyone all of a sudden now just, you know, wakes up today and says, you know, forget that whole steroid era, Barry Bonds, all those, that doesn't matter. Aaron Judge is the record holder.
Yeah, but that can't happen.
But it's not going to happen because they haven't recognized it yet.
And it shouldn't. All right, 1-800-919-3776. We will get back to Aaron Judge and the Mets and all that good stuff. But now it is time for a segment that I think everyone has fallen in love with, and we call it Stump Rothenberg.
He knows sports.
I'm intrigued by a lot of guys.
And he's very humble.
I go away, this show dies.
So now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Is the DS4 or 7, by the way? That's just nasty. Stump Rothenberg brought to you by Jack Puckett. 1-800-919-3776. This would be like Herculean. I'm on no food. I'm on almost no sleep. If I have a good day today, I don't know that I can ever be stopped, to be honest with you.
There's no bar today. Only fluids. So, yeah, this is if you find a way to get through this undefeated, it will go up as one of your better performances.
You do realize, I don't know if you even know this, you're not supposed to have a drink either today. But I figured I can't make it through the show if I don't have some
water. No, but
you're
working,
though.
Well, you're not supposed to be working, but you're working.
That's right, because I'm a warrior.
Yeah, you're an animal.
I want to taste the meat. Here we go. 1-800-919-3776. We start out as we always start out, and that's Andy and Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, DNR. On this Day of Atonement, I leave Ricky alone. David?
Yes?
I have a Jewish sports legend question for you.
Sandy Koufax.
No. Okay. It's either baseball or hockey. Which one do you want?
Let's have Rick play. We'll go hockey.
Okay. Very appropriate. Who was the first Jewish player picked number one overall in the NHL draft?
And this is actually a pretty good question from Fat Face.
Well, you know, my face may be fat, but my alpaca cover-up is...
I think I know. I actually think I know that one. Is it Jack Hughes?
It is Jack Hughes. That's right.
That's right.
Well done, David.
That's right.
Do you want the baseball one as a bonus?
Yeah, I think that would be nice.
Name the top three Jewish home run hitters career.
Career. Hank Greenberg's got to be there.
Number two.
How about... You think Ryan Braun, he's got to be there, no?
The Hebrew Hammer, number one.
What a nickname that is.
And a man who did not play, I believe, on Yom Kippur, Sean Green?
Dave, you are...
Those are good questions.
It's about time.
Right?
He probably took some time off of the buffet and actually sat down and did some research.
Andy. See, why you have a real mean streak, don't you?
He's nasty to me.
Can't we just get along?
How about your Giants with the Scottish Hammer?
He's good.
Oh, he's real good.
He got a good leg, that guy. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Sal in Dutchess, you're on.
Buongiorno, fellas. Before I give my question, Rick, I got four winners. Well, four good teams for you real quick.
All right, hold on. Time out. I got to get to your list. All right, so this is the week five. Hold on.
What did he give you last week?
Last week he gave me Chiefs.
Win.
Lions.
Loss.
Eagles.
Win.
Cardinals.
Win. So he gave you 3-1.
Yep, 3-1.
Pretty good.
This is why I'm writing them down.
Yeah,
week
I think
five.
You should.
All right, Sal.
I'm a Jet fan, but I think the Jets are going to get killed on the offensive line. Here we go. I like Dolphins.
Yep.
Saints.
Yep.
Vikings.
Yep.
And Jaguars.
All right, ride the Jaguars. All right.
So like okay.
Is that you take every favorite every week? Is that what you do?
Sal, don't let him do it to you.
Favorite, yes.
Yeah. Every single favorite.
You were 3-1, Sal. Don't let him do it to you. Don't let him talk down
to you. That's fine. That's fine. All right, Sal, what do you got?
Okay. New York Yankees. Besides Derek Jeter, there were three people that wore number 2. Could you name them?
In the history of the franchise? Oh, here we go.
Remember then no more than these three, and one of them wore for a little bit, a short amount of time. That's the one I think I might stomp you with.
But when is this since?
Let's say 70, 75, at least 75. No earlier than 75.
Sandy Alomar, I believe, wore number 2.
That's one. Okay. He was a 75 one.
Dale Barra, I think, wore number 2. You have no recollection of that, do you?
Did Gallego wear 2?
Gallego did wear 2.
But there's one more that wore it just for a little bit. He came back to the Yankees and wore number 2 because somebody else wore his number.
Paul Blair.
That's the one I was getting to.
Paul Blair.
No.
No?
No.
Well, Bobby Mercer was number 2.
Yes, that's the one. He went to the booth. He only wore for a little
why,
bit.
Why are you playing the buzzer, Santiago?
Because with Sal, we never know.
Oh, okay. So that was more you're playing that towards Sal.
Bobby Mercer, when he came back, they gave him number 2 because Billy Martin had number 1.
Thank you,
Santiago.
Sal.
Look this up. There has to be. See how many people actually wore 2 before.
I'm in the process.
Check it out.
So Dale Barrett definitely wore number 2, and I'm confident Paul Blair did as well. And you got Gallego, and then we got Bobby Mercer.
Santi, what kind of internet are you using right now?
How many guys are you looking at here?
He said 3, but
he said 3, but how many other
that have worn the number all time
since 75?
Since 75. Do you even listen to the show?
Because he's all over the place. He's all over the freaking place.
All right,
yeah, it's definitely more than 3. I'll tell you that.
Thank you.
No, all right. Thanks for the in-depth breakdown.
That's, and this is why you're the best in the business.
Do you want them all? I'll go down the entire list for you.
I mean, just run through them. Derek just run Jeter. Through since 75. Who's worn number 2?
Mike Gallego.
Okay.
Wayne Tolleson. Dale Barra.
I said Dale Barra.
Yep. Tim Foley. Bobby Mercer.
We got him.
Darryl Jones.
I don't even know who that is.
Paul Blair.
Yep.
Sandy Alomar.
Yep.
That's everybody.
Okay. So, Sal's such a disaster. John in Freehold. John, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So what's up, John?
Since 2009, the Jets have taken 6 quarterbacks in the top 102 picks. Can you name those 6 quarterbacks?
Since 2009.
You said Jets?
Yeah, well, they took Mark Sanchez.
One.
They took Zach Wilson.
Sam Darnold.
Bryce Petty, who I sat down and interviewed up in Bristol.
Oh, really?
Geno, great guy. Geno Smith.
5.
Since when?
2009.
How many are we looking for?
And Alabama's Greg McElroy. We didn't get Christian Hackenberg either.
Hackenberg.
6.
But how about Greg McElroy?
I think it was 4th round.
Well, you had said it has to be a top round?
Correct. Top 102.
Oh, top 102. You're right. Okay. All right. So there we go.
So it was Hackenberg. It wasn't McElroy.
Right. Correct. I didn't hear the 102. All right. Let's go to Bob upstate. Bob, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
I got a nice baseball question for you.
All right.
Are you ready?
I think so. I don't know. It says very tough on my call screener, but I took you anyway.
All right. The last baseball team to have a 420-game winner team. Four guys had 20 wins in
Orioles?
One season.
The Orioles?
Correct.
Thank you.
Now give me the four guys.
Palmer. It was the 70-something Orioles. So it's Palmer. It's McNally.
That's two.
Oh, God, is Cuellar one of them?
That's three. You can ring the bell.
Oh, God.
The last one you will not get. The last one's tough.
The only other person I could think of, but I don't know if he won 20 in that rotation, was Dobson. Yeah,
come on, Dave, you could do it.
I don't know. Pat Dobson.
Final answer, yes. Pat Dobson, you're right.
Yes. What else do you want now? I gave you the team. I know it's early 70s, and I actually gave you the four guys. I think I've done enough.
That was a hell of a question. That was very good.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Rick, you have one?
I have one.
All right.
All right, here we go. Baseball question. So we talked about some of Aaron Judge's statistical achievements this season.
Right.
So we talked about how Aaron Judge was currently leading position players in WAR. Can you tell me who holds the highest single season WAR, wins above replacement, for a position player?
Now, how far back are you going?
I'm going to go. Let's go all the way back, the history of the game.
Because there was a guy I've heard, Tim Keefe, but that can't be where you're going, right?
That is not where I'm going, no.
That's like the 1800s.
Yeah, no, we're not going with 1800s. Let's stick it to the 1900s.
I would go Babe Ruth.
You are correct. Babe Ruth with 14.2. His WAR was 14.2.
I actually think he has the top three WARs of all time.
And this is why you're the best. He does.
Here's a great question for you. Who has the highest WAR in modern baseball not named Babe Ruth? And he's from Long Island.
In modern baseball, and is it career or single season?
Single season. Won the Triple Crown. Has a grandson playing in Major League Baseball right now.
Yastrzemski.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Good job by you.
You're so smart. You're so smart.
You see what I do.
I am too smart.
All right. RJ, you got your little five pack there?
We actually have a bonus. Six pack today.
You got a six pack.
Well, what do you mean, RJ? Come on, you don't have a six pack.
No, we're gonna blend in a nice little twist here moving forward.
Okay,
but we won't know.
RJ, you coming Sunday?
I'm not.
Why?
Why are you not? Why are you not involved in Sunday's outing?
I'm just not.
Were you not invited?
I was never presented.
Would you like to go?
Now I have other stuff.
Oh, you have no stuff.
It's actually not that far from me. It wouldn't have been too bad, but it was not all inclusive, which I understand. There's an order.
Why do we suck so bad?
I don't think we suck.
I don't think we suck either. No,
I think we suck.
I think we're great.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, go ahead, RJ.
All right, OJ Mayo.
USC.
Yeah, a little question mark there.
I like mayonnaise.
Find mayonnaise overrated.
What do you mean overrated?
Overrated.
How do you?
I want to rub old mayonnaise on myself. little mayonnaise on tuna. Oh,
what do you put in tuna? You got to put mayonnaise in tuna.
Yeah.
Tuna. Different conversation. Also overrated.
Oh, you know
what?
Just ask your questions.
Oh my God!
Done.
Stop it! It's over. Yeah. End the segment.
Bang! I think people would agree with me. LaMarcus Aldridge.
Who?
LaMarcus Aldridge.
University of Texas.
Correct. Mike Conley.
Ohio State. The Ohio State.
Bonus question. Who did he enter as a class with?
Greg Oden.
That's right. Nate Robinson.
They beat Georgetown in the Final Four. I remember that team vividly.
That was a good team.
Yeah, it was. They lost in the finals to Florida. Continue.
Who won back-to-back?
They did.
Nate Robinson.
Was a cornerback and a point guard at the University of Washington.
Wow, you stole my other bonus question. Devin Harris.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, former Net. And the local twist, this might be your most challenging one yet. See if you pay attention. Raymond Santiago.
He went to somewhere in Jersey.
A lot of colleges in Jersey.
He went...
University of Phoenix.
No. All I can think of is Monmouth, and it's not. Montclair State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done.
I knew that. I knew
pay
that.
Attention. Look at that. You do.
So this is what you're going to do from now on? You're going to throw like a different wrinkle in? Like
people
someone...
at the station. We're going to learn about each other, yeah. I can't use Rick, so we got to move around.
Rick got into Harvard and went
Thank
to BU.
You.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
You went to SUNY Brockport.
Yeah. Wow, look at you.
Oh, by the way, RJ, here's a little tasty nugget for you. The wedding I just did a couple weeks ago, gentlemen also went to SUNY Brockport.
Those are great people. Those are my
people. Couple did. They met at SUNY Brockport.
Really?
Those are my people.
Marriage by Brockport.
Yes.
That's lovely.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you see what's now happening? Everyone is stealing my stuff. Everyone.
Does it surprise you, though, at this point?
I find it to be distressing. You see who's the latest to steal?
K-Show?
Steve Gelbs.
Steve Gelbs did not steal something from you.
Okay. 9 hours ago. I'm very interested to see how Buck deploys starters in wild card round. If you win game one, do you just start Bassett in game two? Who the hell are you? Yeah. Gelbs stole.
That's a lack of respect right there. That's in plain sight.
And I like Gelbs, too.
I do, too.
But he stole. I see it.
Gelbs had that big win in the...
In the sausage race.
In the sausage race, yeah.
He was terrific.
Gelbs is good, though. We have from top to bottom with our coverage.
Oh, the Mets have some great announcers, don't they?
I mean, they're terrific.
Oh, they really are. And Gelbs replaced Kevin Burkhardt.
I know.
Who's calling the Super Bowl.
It's amazing, isn't it?
They are phenomenal. I even think Blevins is really good.
You know who
Zeal
looks like
is
a,
good. They're all good.
You know
good.
Who looks like a hot mess in the booth?
Hot mess in the booth.
In the football booth.
Oh.
Greg Olsen looks like a hot mess.
Oh, yes. I agree with that.
Hot mess.
Yeah. Well, did you see the game recently where he said he was going through shirts?
Yeah, the shirt was ruined. He was sweating through. It was
he
like
was sweating through
degrees.
The shirt.
His tie was sideways. His hair was all disheveled.
Yeah, he does. But he's a handsome guy.
No, he's good. Listen, I think he's good.
And handsome.
You're gonna have Tom Brady there soon.
Maybe not as soon as you think, though.
Well, who knows now that he's going to be all freed up.
Right? He's going to, looks like they're going to go through that divorce.
That's sad. It really is.
And they have so many kids. It's very, very upsetting. All right. Let's get into the Mets. 1-800-919-3776. Right now. So you know what's happened. They fell apart and lost this division. They got swept in Atlanta. The pitching was not great. We all agree that Atlanta right now is the better team. Can you put that in the rearview mirror and just focus on Friday, or are you still stung by that at this moment?
I'm past it.
Are you really?
I'm past it. Yeah, it stings.
I'm not.
It stings, man. I mean, the fact that we were set up the way we were set up and we failed and we got swept. You couldn't win one game. Yeah, it stings. But you have to look forward now. It wasn't going to be, listen, even if we had the bye, it wasn't going to be easy.
You're right, but come on. You wouldn't have had to go. I mean, San Diego's good.
I know.
You're looking at Darvish, Snell, and Musgrove. I mean, it's not what the Mets have, but it's certainly not easy. That's a good team.
No, I understand that, but the team you're going to play in the DS was going to be good, and the team that you're going to have to play in the CS is going to be great. So,
Rick, I know you're trying to convince yourself. You now have to play a series that you wouldn't have had to play.
I understand,
and then you would have had either St. Louis or Philadelphia, whereas now you're going to have the Dodgers followed by Atlanta.
Okay, but it happened. It's over. We won 100 games. What am I going to do about it now?
I guess there's nothing you could do
about
it.
There's nothing you could do. And you know what? I'll tell you another thing. You want to be negative. You want to be negative, Nelly, is that week of rest would have helped for Starling Marte, too, and having him back.
It sure would have.
In meaningful games.
It sure would have.
Yeah, all of it sucks. But this is where we're at.
This is where we're at. But here's my question for you. Do you think that the Mets can, and I know they won the doubleheader yesterday, but that's a horrendous team that they played. Do you think they can flip the switch on Friday and they are ready to go? Because I have my concerns.
I think they're ready to go. Well, you should have your concerns. I mean, Jacob deGrom hasn't looked good recently. right? I mean, you saw against the Braves, we're having a hard time getting big hits in big spots. We don't, I mean, last night we had no problem with it, but we have a hard time. I mean, if we're not grinding out at bats and getting big key hits in big spots with runners in scoring position, we have, I mean, one guy in the lineup really that can beat you with one swing, and that's Pete. Your best players are going to, listen, bottom line, in any postseason, I don't care what the sport is, if you want to achieve your goal of winning series and hopefully winning a championship, your best players have to be your best players.
Okay. So I need Lindor. I need Alonso. I need McNeil. I need Nimmo. Those four. And then you start with the second tier of guys, like the Escobars of the world and the Vogelbacks of the world and the Cannas of the world.
Yeah. DeGrom is going to have to be great. Scherzer is going to have to be great.
Yep.
Lindor, Alonso, Diaz is going to have to continue to do what he does.
Who do you worry about the most of that, like, elite player?
Oh, worry the most about elite player.
Yeah. And then who do you worry about the least? Like, I got to be honest, I don't worry about Diaz at all.
I think Diaz has given you no reason this year to believe that you should worry about him.
Like, even when he comes in, you're like, boy, he's not great. He still gets the job done. It's just like they hit the ball a little bit.
Dude, that was the most frustrating part about Diaz, though. Even when he stunk when he was here. If you watch him every single time he pitches and you watch his stuff, it's like, how can this guy be bad right now?
Yeah, his stuff is filthy. So it's who do you worry about the most of the core guys on this team?
That's a great question, Dave. Another one. This is two great questions.
It'll be stolen.
It'll be stolen. It'll be hacked. Not even a question. I'm sure Gelbs is probably writing the tweet right now.
He probably is like, oh, this is a good idea I can take.
I probably worry about Lindor the most.
He had a bad game on Sunday.
Yeah. But I'm not that. But here's the thing, though. Like, I'm not. Like, McNeil's just a really good hitter. Nimmo, I mean, he's going to see a ton of pitches. He's going to get on base. I just think, like, as far as what you're asking these guys, those two guys specifically to do for this lineup, there's a lot of pressure on those two guys. I think they know it.
And Alonso, too.
Both of those guys.
If he doesn't hit home runs, who does?
That's it. I mean, that's it. They'll occasionally run into a couple, but this is not. I mean, you saw what happened in that Braves series. Braves hit 7 home runs in that series.
What the Mets hit? 2?
That's the problem, though. Like, if you're not getting the elite pitching, and we didn't get elite pitching in that series, like, and you're going up against a team like the Braves who can hit home runs, and on top of that have a shutdown bullpen, man, it's tough to start stringing hits together against those teams.
It's very difficult.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.